It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It was 100 years ago this week that a familiar Pittsburgh landmark was installed. The Kaufman's Clock has now stood proudly at the corner of Smithfield Street and Fifth Avenue downtown for a full century. Whether it was a meeting place during holiday shopping or a rendezvous spot for young lovers, the Kaufman's Clock has played a part in the lives of countless Pittsburghers. It has also been a favorite subject of Monroeville artist Linda Barnicot, who has done five paintings featuring the famous clock. This morning, Essential Pittsburgh assistant producer Heather McLean met up with Linda Barnicot, where else, under the Kaufman's Clock, and asked her why it has been a favorite artistic subject.
Well, I actually at one point was new to Pittsburgh. My husband grew up in Bethel Park. I'm from the northeast side of Philadelphia. And we met, and 2 years later, we re-met. And we fell in love, got engaged, and on the first holiday season, we came down to Kaufman's to see the windows and to see the clock. And we got married in 1989. I was a portrait artist at the time, and I had someone ask me if I would paint a streetcar painting. And so I chose Kaufman's as the building to put the streetcar in, so that it was my bus stop at the time. And I knew that for generations, people met under Kaufman's Clock. And I created it. I was going to call it the meeting place. And I had a friend say, oh, you can't call it that. And I said, but everybody says, I'll meet you under Kaufman's Clock. And I named it that. It became, it was a sellout painting. And it actually started my whole Pittsburgh career. So all the pieces I've done, over 75 pieces in the last 30-some years, has been because of Meet Me Under Kaufman's Clock.
Over the years, you've painted various images of this clock. What have you learned about the history? You mentioned that there was a streetcar here, and this is the corner of 5th and Smithfield. Where was the streetcar? Because it's not here now, yeah. Of course.
It actually came up Smithfield Street, but then you had streetcars going up and down 5th Avenue as well. So this was when you came to town, a lot of people came on streetcars. It was a bumpy ride in, but boy, it was amazing. And you just see them lined up one after another, after another, after another. So it's really a really interesting time in Pittsburgh.
Are there other things that you've learned about this clock through the years just by painting it and having people talk to you?
Well, I know it's the second clock, but this one is 100 years old. The stories, I think probably the thing I've enjoyed most about painting the clock is the stories. There was a fellow, when I very first painted it, he was a lawyer, and he was really tall and really short. So he really made an impression with me, and he had tears in his eyes. And I was doing a signing at a gallery, and he'd said, I have to buy the painting. He said, it reminds me of my mom. When I was a young boy, I would be allowed to run around town as long as I met her back under the clock at 1 o'clock. And he says, that first time, that's when I knew I was a big boy and I could do that, you know. And he says, I have to have this because of that. And I know that there's a lot of people that I've met under Kaufman's Clock. I used to meet people under Kaufman's Clock before cell phones. It was the meeting place. It was the only way to find your way around town. So many a time I met people for lunch under Kaufman's Clock.
And did you meet at the TikTok?
I've had many lunches at the TikTok. That was a good place to go for lunch.
Artists tend to see details that other people might not immediately see. Is there a feature of the clock here that stands out for you as an artist?
I guess I love the men on the sides holding it up. It's so beautifully constructed, you know. The whole piece is gorgeous. I remember when it was very green, you know, before they cleaned it, you know, and it had a very antique look at that point, you know. So to see it all shiny and bright, and just when I paint it, I want it to be warm and inviting. And a lot of times I'll do an evening picture where I can light up the clock at night. I like that too.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Heather. But at the chime of a city clock, put up your roadblock, hang on tight.
The Kaufman's Clock 100th Anniversary events continue tomorrow with live shows on Smithfield Street. For more information, visit our website, wesa.fm. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend.